Workers in the Echo Publishing House, May 16, 1898. To the workers in the Echo Publishing House, the Lord permits His instrumentalities to pass through seasons of trial and embarrassment, in order that hearts may be revealed, in order that the faith and integrity of the workers in His institutions may be tested and tried, and that they may be led in times of trouble to go to their Heavenly Father in humility of heart, as children, when in trouble, go to their parents. The hearts and minds of the workers in the Echo office need a cleansing from moral imperfection, and the Lord has permitted trials to come to reveal the unbelief both in the hearts of those employed in the office and in the hearts of the members of the church. These have been entrusted with the care of this institution, which is God's instrumentality for the advancement of His work, that they might guard and sustain it as a sacred blessing and treasure. But by very many, this precious trust has never yet been understood in its true character. The Lord is displeased by the lack of faith and sanctified zeal shown by the workers and the church members in this institution, which was established as a center which may give strength and character to the work of the message. Very many of the church members have regarded the publishing house as they would regard any worldly enterprise. I speak to those who have been shaken by the words and sentiments that have had their origin in self-seeking and selfish ambition. All who are connected with the Echo office should remember that it is due the institution that those who have erred should see where they have departed from the right path and make acknowledgments. When difficulties are to be encountered, do not receive the words of those who magnify them, but stand firm, saying, "I will keep at my post of duty and help the institution that has helped me." When true, staunch, loyal service is needed, I will be on hand. Whatever justification they may make for themselves, those who have spoken words of unbelief and discouragement must have a transformation of character before they can be trusted with large responsibilities. In the experience through which we have passed, we may learn important lessons regarding faithfulness to sacred trusts. From henceforth, more effectual methods must be adopted for the inculcation and maintenance of sound principles and uncorrupted sentiments regarding the sacredness of the institutions established for the carrying forward of God's work on the earth. Those connected with the Office of Publication are to be its representatives, its sentinels, its living witnesses for truth and righteousness. Let no one hereafter sin against God by seeking to weaken one of His institutions. Let no one be more solicitous for promotion than for principle. Everyone should feel it his duty to manifest his principles to the world, and should strive earnestly to keep those principles plainly exposed to his own view, that he may know whether he is walking in the way of the Lord. The Lord calls upon us to respect the principles that are sustained by His holy word. The soul should be pervaded by a deep, abiding sense of the sanctity and power of Christ. The understanding, the heart, the conscience should work together to maintain pure, uplifting principles, strengthened by a conscious connection with the Spirit from which all light is derived. God permits trials to come upon us that true, steadfast principles may be revealed, in contrast with selfish, ambitious sentiments. This reveals the gold of our characters and shows the faith that we cherish in the Lord's instrumentalities. But the spirit that has been manifested by some has shown that they could never glorify God by occupying leading positions in His institutions until they have been convicted by the Holy Spirit and experience a thorough conversion of heart and mind. This experience has been a refidim to the workers in the office and to the church, and it will be a blessing to them as it leads to self-examination. The faith of many will be established on better principles. They will strive for higher moral perceptions and a better preparation for their various lines of work. Sincere, earnest, God-fearing souls will see all things in a clearer light and will be blessed as they walk in that light. Some minds formerly biased in wrong directions will be set right and will learn lessons of lasting benefit. Trials are permitted to come to try the hearts of all who have any connection with the Lord's work, in the church or in any of His institutions. These trials reveal how easily some souls are deceived and misled by temptation. By the experience through which the Echo Office has passed, it is seen how little faith some of the professed believers have in God, and how much confidence they have in themselves. In some families, the conversation has been full of doubt and unbelief regarding the work of God, and regarding the mission which God has given to Sister White. This has sown seed in the hearts of your children, which will not tend to make them wise unto salvation. Remarks have been made regarding those in the office that tend to unsettle the trust and confidence of both old and young. One heart open to the suggestions of the enemy will sow many seeds of disaffection. Today, humanity has but little respect or reverence for sacred things, and Satan has worked most zealously in fostering among parents the spirit of unbelief, envy, jealousy, and disrespect. Time alone will reveal the injury that has thus been wrought. The influence of this work has extended to many churches. The Lord calls upon everyone to repent of his backslidings and to cooperate with him in keeping the standard of truth uplifted. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Hebrews 12, verse 13-15.